ensure that you will not be disturbed. Turn off your phone or any other distraction. Loosen or remove any restrictive clothing. Just take a moment and allow yourself to be completely just allow a little space between your teeth. And just notice how those facial muscles just soften. And relax.
Your little clitty is far too tiny to ever penetrate.
And as you begin to relax more and
more,
perhaps wondering how it would feel if you felt the way you wanted to feel.
You understand exactly why it is so deeply wrong for you to ever become hard, princess. You are perfectly happy to just stay
and feel that relaxation.
Clitties look so much prettier soft
as you drift and relax.
Hard clitties look and feel so
perhaps noticing that soft, gentle rain. Noticing how relaxed you feel. I would like you to take 5 deep breaths. Breathing in through your nose, and as you breathe out, counting to 5. And breathing out through your mouth, and counting to 5. Noticing with each breath you take, you become more and more relaxed. That's right. Breathing in through your nose, and counting to 5. And out through your mouth, and counting to 5. And feel that wave of deep relaxation as it flows down your neck and into your shoulders. Your shoulders become soft and relaxed. And you can't not notice how relaxed you feel. Feeling that wave of deep relaxation as it moves on down into your spine, relaxing your spine, relaxing every muscle, every cell, so wonderfully relaxed. And don't go into a deep trance too quickly. I would like you to relax so much more. Feeling that wave of relaxation as it moves on down your back and just flows down onto your thighs, softening those thighs, softening and relaxing those thighs. You feel that deep relaxation as it flows down your thighs, feeling so much more relaxed. Noticing with each breath you take, you relax more and more. That wave of deep relaxation flows down from your thighs, down into your calves, relaxing your calves, those muscles softening and relaxing more and more as it moves down into your feet, deeper and deeper.
It may take some time, princess, but you want this more than almost anything.
And keeps wondering,
and I know you are a
is it possible
queen.
To relax
I love
even
my
more?
Princess, and I know she will do
and
the
you
right
can
thing
be not.
You are
like
sissy,
so
and
much
all good sissies love to behave, princess.
Feeling that way
of
deep relaxation.
Princess, you must remember that it is
spreading down
for
in
a
deep trance.
Having a hard body just feels so uncomfortable and wrong
as
he
moves on down.
Real
sissy
pockets 24/7, princess.
Relaxing.
A good sissy would
so
not even
much
want
more.
A little clothing to become hard. Real sissies always get very upset with themselves if their little clothy even tingles just a little bit. It is much prettier and so much more feminine to be soft and curly all the time without even a twitch of stiffness in your frilly
and you can't not notice how your shoulders feel. So warm and relaxed. That way of deep relaxation. Relax on your shoulders. More and more. So
relaxed.
Is that way of deep relaxation. Relaxes the shoulders so much more.
Down
into your arms.
Your little body is far too tiny to ever penetrate a woman's vagina, princess.
And relax
your arms.
As it moves on down.
It would be very inappropriate for a sissy to think she has the right to become hard like a real guy with a real cock. You understand exactly why it is so deeply wrong for you
feeling
to ever become
so
hard, princess.
And so
just
completely
relaxed. Clitties look so much prettier soft on a
perhaps you've
already princess.
Closed your
hard
eyes.
Look and feel so unnatural on a true sissy.
And feel how good it feels.
If you become hard at any
to feel
stage of
so
nature while hardly pretty, you will simply stop dripping until your clitty returns to its
you can close your eyes now.
They will need to show some discipline.
And feel that deep wave. Deeper and lying down, deeper and deeper. Each time you hear me say, deeper and deeper. Loud on down, 10 times deeper. Deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper. 10 times deeper. With each breath you take. And you can you know. And as you breathe out, count into 5. And while you take those 5 deep breaths, you will hear me counting down from 10 to 1. Finding yourself so comfortable and so relaxed. While you count to 5, breathing in. And out. Let it
try.
You will find yourself drifting deeper and deeper. 10 times deeper. With each count. From 10 to 1. I will now begin counting from 10. You feel yourself so wonderful. As you breathe in, you count to 5. Let it try. 10. Loading down. Deeper and deeper. So comfortable as you relax even more. Down to 9. Relaxing more and more. So wonderfully relaxed.
If you get hard, you will stop
as you're chilling down, as you drift on down, deeper and deeper, down to sea. As you float on down, deeper and deeper, 10 times deeper. As you float on down, down to 4.
You are a sissy, and all good sissies love to be a princess. Good girls want to obey. Princess, you must remember that it is much more appropriate for a sissy to always stand up. As you float on down, so uncomfortable and wrong in pretty pink satin panties.
10 times deeper.
Real sissy faggots at Little Clubby's 24/7 princess.
So
a good sissy would not even want her
little clubby's at this moment.
Real sissies always get very upset with themselves if their little clubby even tingles just a little bit.
Just drifting
it
down.
It is much prettier and so much more feminine to be soft and girly all the time without even a twitch of stiffness.
So nice. So wonderful. As you float on down, deeper and deeper, all the way down to 1. That's right. And you can't
remember
how wonderful it feels to feel so and so wonderful at ease, drifting down.
A strong desire to remember at all times, to even
and as you begin to drift on down, deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, deeper you go, the more pleasure you feel. And you want to feel that deep pleasure.
She had the right to be
allow yourself to float on down.
You understand exactly why it is so deeply wrong
deeper
for you
and
to ever
deeper.
Become hard
so
princess.
Relaxed.
You are perfectly happy to
so
just stay
relaxed as you
all the time.
Drift on down.
So much prettier,
deeper and deeper.
Sissy princess,
and wondering
so
how it would feel if you felt
you
the way
any
that you wanted to feel.
Well.
And you float on down, and right now, in your mind, you feel yourself becoming so much more feminine, so soft and silky smooth, soft and silky smooth. You notice the deeper you go, the more pleasure you feel. Deeper and deeper under it, you can feel that tingling sensation right now between your legs. That's right. Notice that tingling sensation get stronger and stronger as you feel so much smoother and that soft, silky skin. So much softer, so much more feminine, as you drift, deeper and deeper.
always and carefully my sweet clothes.
Much more appropriate for a sissy to always stay limp. Having a hard clitty just feels
so uncomfortable and wrong in pretty pink satin panties. Real sissy faggots have limp clitties 24/7, princess. A good sissy would not even want her little clitty to become hard. Real sissies always get very upset with themselves if their little clitty even tingles just a little bit. It is much prettier and so much more feminine to be soft and girly all the time without even a twitch of stiffness in your frilly pink panties, princess. Sissies have itsy bitsy little clitties, princess, and that is why they do not need to be disturbed to ever become hard. They are not real guys with large erect penises who get to fuck pretty girls in their tight pussies. They are little sissies who are forbidden from even thinking about women in a sexual way, so there is absolutely no need for their little clitties to ever get all uncomfortable and stiff. You are a limp little faggot, princess, therefore you have a strong desire to remain limp at all times. To even become hard is a sign of disrespect and disobedience, princess. Your little clitty is far too tiny to ever penetrate a woman's vagina, princess, and for that reason you do not need to become hard ever again. It would be very inappropriate for a sissy to think she had the right to become hard like a real guy with a real cock. You understand exactly why it is so deeply wrong for you to ever become hard, princess. You are perfectly happy to just stay completely limp all the time. Clitties look so much prettier soft on a little sissy, princess. Hard clitties look and feel so unnatural on a true sissy, sweetie. If you become hard at any stage in the future while playing with your clitty, you will simply stop fiddling until your clitty returns to its correct limb state, sweetie. You will need to show some discipline and self-restraint, princess. No matter how much you want to have your little booty between your fingers,
we are going to help you achieve your penetration goals, princess. All you need to do is relax and listen. Sissies love to be limp, princess. Sissies have soft little booties that feel so much more comfortable when they are soft and smooth like a little booty, princess. When humpy guys fuck you, it is so much harder to do,
princess. And you will make every effort to train your clitty to stay limp no matter how much time it takes swinging. Good sissies are always limp. Guys don't want to fuck a sissy with a hard little clitty. They want to be able to fuck you in your pussy while your adorable little clitty stays nice and limp. Good sissies love to be limp all the time, princess. Sissies have little clitties that do not deserve or need to become erect at any time whatsoever, and you are going to listen to my training reinforcements over and over again until you achieve a permanent and irreversible state of limpness in your little clitty, princess. Good girls love to train for at least 30 minutes a day, sweetie. You can listen to me anytime you need to, princess. The longer you listen, the more results you will see. You are allowed to play with your clitty if you like, sweetie, but you will stop at the first sign of hardness no matter how much you want it. Just squeeze all over yourself, princess. Good girls love to obey and behave at all times, princess. You are addicted to listening to my training and you will make every effort to listen on a regular basis until you achieve your goals. You will feel an immense amount of pride when your clitty finally stays limp for good, sweetie. You will have achieved something that is so wonderful for a sissy to achieve, and being limp will stop you from getting distracted from your feminization, princess. Good sissies love to stay limp all the time, and there is absolutely no reason a sissy should ever even dream of getting hard. Getting hard is for real men with real cocks, princess, and we both know that does not describe you in the slightest, sweetie. Good girls like to obey, princess. If you get hard, you will stop touching your clitty immediately and think of puppies and rainbows and other great things. Whenever you get hard, you must take your hands off of your clitty and think about fun sissy things like dancing and mascara and manicures and tiny nose and flirting with
all guys who just want to stick their cock in your pretty little mouth and fuck your face till your mouth is overflowing with hot cup sweetie.
Whatever the case may be, I'm
going to help continue to touch your clit when it is hard for you
to obey my words. The greater success you will be able to have sissy orgasms by playing with your big bloody sweetie,
and it will be so much more pleasant and feminine to do so. By not playing with your clit when it is hard, you are sending a message to your body that your clit is only supposed to be played with when it is completely limp. It may take some time, princess, but you want this more than almost anything else in the world, sweetie. I will be so proud of you when you have achieved permanent impotence, princess, so make sure you try your hardest to reach this goal. Good girls love to obey and behave at all times, princess, and I know you are a good girl, sweetie. I love my sissy princess, and I know she will do the right thing and obey.
Let's talk about some habits and behavior that may be perfect for real men, but for a sissy.
Careful in my sweet,
they love to abstain from orgasms as much as possible.